Oh, good Erev Shabbos. So Lag BaOmer always falls out right around the same time as Parshas Bahar, which begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah. Now, what's the connection between Lag BaOmer and Shemitah? We also know that the prevalent minhag is to take one's three-year-old to Meiron for a chalakeh, his first haircut. And obviously, when a child gets his haircut for the first time, we ensure to leave payas. So what's the connection between the mitzvah of leaving payas and the avodah of Shem Bar Yochai? So my Rebbe explains to help us understand this, we have to look at a common theme that runs through many sayings of the Reb Shem Bar Yochai throughout Shas. The Rashi places great emphasis on the separation between Klal Yisrael and the other nations. First, he had to run into hiding for criticizing the Romans. He insisted that everything the Romans did was only for their own selfish motives and not for anyone else. In fact, Reb Shem Bar Yochai is the only one that says, Atem Kriim Adam, Ve'en Avitzcham Kriim Adam, only a Yid is truly called Adam. Now in Shabbos, a Yid receives a special Neshama and Neshama Yisera, and a Naju can't attain this lofty level, which is why he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of the Neshama, and only a Yid has access to that Neshama. Now regarding Shemitah, the Pasuk says, V'shav Saharetz Shabbos Hashem. The land rests just like we do on Shabbos. The land has Kedusha and imparts Kedusha to us when we keep the mitzvah Satelis Ba'aretz properly. Shemitah is Shabbos. Now Adam, man, is Milashain Adama, earth or ground. As we said, the only one that's called Adam is a Yid. Adam's job is to purify himself, be Mekadish his very being, the same way the land is purified during Shemitah. Now, since the whole avodah of the Rashbi was Hamavdil ben Yisrael la'amim, therefore we take little boys to Reb Shem Bar Yochai to give them a Yiddish haircut, because this is where we connect to this disconnection of us and the Goyim. This is also the connection of Lag BaOmer to the mitzvah Shemitah. Shabbos is Kedusha, Shemitah is Shabbos of the land is Adama, and Adam is Adama. We learn through Shemitah and Shabbos how one can and must be Mekadish himself. And Reb Shem Bar Yochai himself perfected this concept of purifying the guf and separating it from everything else. Besides for his teachings, emphasizing how a Yid is different than a guy, he did so physically as well. Remember, he buried himself in sand for 13 years as a physical manifestation of the spiritual cleansing of the body. This also explains, by the way, why the stalkus of the Rashbi is such a joyous occasion. Usually, death brings sadness, atzvas, but the stalkus of the Rashbi isn't like that. The Zohar says in his Akdama, don't think that because Reb Shem Bar Yochai was buried in the ground, that means that he died like a regular person, since even when he was alive, learning in the cave, his body was buried in the ground up to his neck, so placing the Rashbi in the ground has nothing to do with the regular meaning of death. Even when he was alive, he was in the ground. The Rashbi reveals that the guf can radiate with Kedusha just like the Neshama, which is Nishmas Chaim, the source of life, and therefore there's no place for Atzvas on the day of his Astalgas, his leaving the world. By learning Tyrus of Rashbi, perfecting ourselves, making the separation between us and nations very clear, we should be Zaycha to the Gula Shleim of Amites, where the Havdalah ben Yisrael La'amim will be apparent to all with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu Bimher V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.